From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. 350 million devices around the world are right now running Microsoft's latest operating system, Windows 10. It's had some time to get the ball rolling. The latest OS from Microsoft came out about a year ago. It's also had some hiccups. Earlier this week, the company paid $10,000 to settle a lawsuit with a California travel agent who said a forced upgrade screwed up her computer and lost her business. Truth be told, Microsoft wants Windows 10 to become a kind of automatically updating service that you never really have to worry about. The latest update promises improved battery, browser, and security. Yousef Mehdi is one of Microsoft's Windows gurus, and he has some more details. Hi, Yousef. Thanks for picking up.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right. Break this down for me a little bit. You're offering Windows 10 as a service. What does this mean?
Well, I think we're moving to a new world where we want to be able to have Windows, constantly up to date for our customers so that, you're getting the latest in updates, the latest in security improvements to keep your PC safe, to keep it up to date with the latest information.
Does this mean Windows 10 is the last version of Windows to ever be created?
It's always hard to sort of, say something like that. But I think that for us, this is an important inflection point with Windows 10. Where now customers don't have to keep remembering version numbers. They are able to just know that if they're running Windows 10 or later, they have the best updates.
It's also true, right, that the user sometimes feels like the operating system update is something they don't want. So is that going to be a challenge for you going forward?
Well, for us, look, I think I'd say a couple of things. What's most important for us is the trust and support of the customers and that they sort of choose Windows and love their Windows experience. And so for that, the things that we want to do is we want to make it a choice of whether you upgrade to the latest version or not. And you can choose whether to upgrade or not. If you upgrade and you decide you want to go back, it's super easy to roll back within the first 31 days of upgrading to Windows 10, and we'll support you to do that. So I think that's the most important thing in the overall experience.
Yousef Mehdi, he is Corporate VP of Windows and Devices Group from Microsoft. Yousef, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
By the way, the company says it is clarifying how users opt in to said upgrade to reduce confusion. Time to talk about another tech giant, one that has fallen quite away from its great heights in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Today, Marissa Meyer's slow motion failure to reinvigorate the internet service giant in the mobile era gets a bit of a coda in its latest shareholder meeting. Battles between Yahoo leadership and investors about the company's future have been going on for months, nay, years. Larry Haverty is one of the shareholders. He's with Gabelli Portfolio Media Trust.
I think this is a situation where the game's over and the company is going to be sold and, we're just waiting for the final score.
Haverty says emotions will probably be high, even though many think they know what's coming. So what is coming? Presumably a sale.
The corporate entity of Yahoo may still be around. I don't think the CEO will be around. I don't think the CFO will be around. It may be called Yahoo. It may be called something else.
Worth mentioning that as of this April, Yahoo.com was still the fifth most visited website in the world, according to digital analytics company SimilarWeb. Facebook is high on that list, too, and this week it announced it was tweaking its news feed to show you less from publishers and more stuff from your friends and family. What does this mean? The news you consume via Facebook will now be more curated by the choices of the people you're connected to. Whatever you feel about that, it is good to remember that your friends' opinions on what is and what ain't news might not always be the same as a front page or even a radio broadcast. But hey, I'm biased. Today, an asteroid hit Siberia and flattened almost 800 square miles of forest. Asteroids are dangerous, but they're also potential sources of rare materials and scientific information. So there's a lot of money being spent on various asteroid tech right now. Today is Asteroid Day. Senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is celebrating. Molly, how are we doing in the whole avoid deep impact scenario department?
You know, the good news is we are starting to pay a lot of attention to it. NASA's 2016 budget includes about $50 million, 50 million dollars for tracking what they call near-Earth objects or, you know, asteroids. And what they're really focusing on is tracking the kind of smaller asteroids that makes sense because an asteroid like that, a meteor like that, hit Russia in 2013. It did $30 million in damage. So, you know, they're starting to pay more attention.
$50 million is, I don't know what, comparatively a dust particle in the overall NASA budget, right?
It would probably burn up in Earth's atmosphere before it did any damage, that amount. Yeah, but, it, you know, the overall budget is closer to $17 or $18 billion. But if you think about the fact that $50 million really just has to go to watching the sky at this point, it's a decent amount of money for building telescopes and computer programs.
And I suppose the good news about some of those little guys is that we might actually be able to grab one sometime and dig into it and see what's in there.
Yeah, there are increasingly moves, and there's some money in NASA's budget for this as well, to harness asteroids as they come close to Earth and use them in a variety of ways. There's actually a startup called Made in Space that got a $100,000 grant from NASA. They're working on creating robotic vehicles that would go out, find asteroids, bring them back, and then harvest materials from them so that they could actually do construction of other spacecraft in space, which, if you think about it, makes a lot of sense because the cost of getting raw materials to space or of building and then launching things into space is really high compared to going out and grabbing an asteroid and doing the mining right there.
Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Molly, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Ben.
And an artificially intelligent fighter pilot computer program called Alpha has beaten the pants off a retired Air Force battle manager in a series of simulated dogfights. According to the Journal of Defense Management, the computer beat the human pilot every single time. Think of an Air Force colonel with a joystick in front of a bunch of screens that say game over. I don't know what to say about that, except yikes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.